Hello, y'all. It is time to breathe again on the latest BOFA Sports webcast streaming on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch. So you see me and Patrick, well, me, Charles and Patrick. And excuse me.
Yeah, feed. I'm Patrick. You're Charles.
The feed is a little bit scratchy on my end. So sorry about the technical difficulties.
That does not make an excuse for the reason why you called yourself Patrick.
Then I did not. I didn't do that. So sorry about the feed issues, but as we go on, hopefully they get better. So Patrick, this is our NFL preview show. And then of course we'll have a couple of topics to go after that. But let's jump right into it. And since the Philly, Aaron, good to see you on there. Appreciate it. And we will look forward to the documentary. The D3 thing?
Yeah. Give us a little bit. Yeah. We saw the comments before the show started. And I mean, we rattled off of like 6 or 7 teams that normally are in the top 25. But I'm not going to lie to you. I haven't watched D3 in since like 2017, 2018, bro. So, I mean, hey, don't get me wrong. I thought I did pretty good with 6 of the teams I rattled off were in the top 25. Top 10, actually. Top 10, 15.
I do know Mount Union is pretty good. No. This is my feed, Aaron. I think it's something with me.
Yeah, I don't think it's mine.
Yeah.
But hey, there's a lot of budget cuts in my house. I'll tell you that right now. Especially since my son wants to break his motorcycle and cut my bro Epic filming in half.
So hopefully the feed gets better, because I think it's on my end since it's running from my feed. So don't blame Patrick for that. Patrick doesn't have any budget cuts going on.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Not as an IT as network engineer, I do not have budget cuts on my end. Not when it comes to computers, anyway.
So let's jump in, Patrick. The NFL preview show. We will start in the NFC and specifically the NFC East, because the defending champion plays in that division in the form of the Philadelphia Eagles. Of course, they will open the season Thursday night when the Dallas Cowboys come to town. So in this division, we know this. There hasn't been a repeat winner in the NFC East since the Eagles did it back in 2004. So literally it's been 2 decades since a repeat winner. The Eagles come back. Most of the people that were on the team that won the Super Bowl last year are back with the team. And they look stacked. Washington Commanders.
Why do they look stacked?
Man, I'm not going to get into that, Patrick. You know they got nothing but Georgia and Alabama players. So the
the whole defense is nothing but a dog.
So the Eagles look stacked. And are looking strong, looking poised for another run. And yes, they went on a run of just getting all Alabama and Georgia players.
Hey, that's some Texas in there.
Yes, and I mean pretty much SEC. They rated the SEC.
Yeah.
The Washington Commanders, they're coming off of a season where they probably exceeded a lot of people's expectations, winning 12 games last year, lost to the Eagles in the NFC Championship. And then you have the Cowboys, who are overhyped as usual, and then the New York Giants that are kind of bringing things up. So
Jerry Jones would not like what you just said.
Oh, well, when does he ever like what I just said? As long as I don't say he's having a bad time.
He don't have time to have a bad time.
And we will get to a
it's
little
my
bit
favorite quote from him, dude.
And we will get to a little bit of the Cowboys as we talk about the trade that they made to the Packers in a little bit.
You forgot a team.
No, I didn't. I said the Eagles, I said the Commanders, I said the Cowboys and the Giants.
Oh, so you went Eagles, Commanders, Cowboys.
Yes.
So, rightfully so, because they're going to come in last again.
So, so, Patrick, with those teams, is this the first year, or will this become a repeat winner in the NFC East for the first time since 2004?
I have it, yes. And it's not because they're loaded with SEC. It's just that, I mean, yeah, that has a lot to do with it. Those guys play very well together, and that coaching staff is freaking elite. So, yeah, I got Philly. The only team that I really think they could probably give them a little bit of a run is the Commanders. But, I mean, now they got film on Daniels. So, I think he's going to be a – I don't think he's going to take a step back, but I do feel he becomes a little more human this year.
You know, and so Aaron had pointed out Cliff Kingsbury, because he has the nightmare of having Cliff Kingsbury as a head coach a few years. But, of course, he's the offensive coordinator here in Washington, and it looks like him and Jaden Daniels are definitely on the same page. Yep. And I agree with you. I don't see a sophomore slump there with Jaden. I mean, like you said, I agree with you. I think he will – I wouldn't call it like a step back, but I think he maintains
par.
Yeah.
I really do, because now – because you know how it is. He did his thing his freshman year. You know what I mean? He did his thing, and now it's time for the other teams in their division and as well as around the NFL to – make their adjustments. So I don't think he's going to slump. I think he's going to do very well. But I do think he maintains par, because now they got film on him and they know how he's going to play.
Yeah, and regression to the mean for Daniels. So, to the mean. See, that means average, Patrick. Yep. That's that math terminology. Okay. So Patrick's like, man, F you and your math, Charles. But
I'm good at math, and you know, fuck your math. My fault. Sorry, kids.
Debo Samuel, y'all remember he did that for my team. He was sucker punching their kicker. I remember he did that last year. It was in that game against Tampa Bay. I remember. But here's the thing with the Commanders, and I'm with you. Before I go on with that, I do think the Eagles will win the division as well. He said, "Aaron's coming with it." I see.
Look. It's easy math for us. It's easy math for us. Alcohol plus car equals awesome.
or DUI and then jail.
Or DUI. Awesome. You know?
So, yeah. The only thing with the Commanders is, I'll say, is this. I think they are top heavy, meaning their frontline starters are good. Hopefully there isn't any injuries, because if there are, there seems to be a drop in the quality there. And that's where the Eagles really stand out. Like, the Eagles can go 2-3 deep in pretty much every position.
Yeah.
And then the Cowboys, look, the Cowboys, they're getting to that point where they're almost like the Pittsburgh Steelers. And of course, we'll talk about the Steelers in a little bit, but they're good enough to like make the playoffs maybe, and then they're getting bounced out in the wild card. Like, Cowboys are kind of getting to that point. And the Giants, I don't think they'll be as bad. Now, look, the Giants will probably finish last in this conference or in this division, but I think they will.
They'll make huge gains.
They'll compete. Yeah, exactly. They'll compete. I like their defensive line with Dexter Lawrence. Now, Patrick, they call him Sexy Dexty.
but doesn't even rhyme.
They call him Sexy Dexy. And so
that's horrible.
I know.
That's the reason why domestic violence exists right there, because of stupid.
Because of nicknames like that?
Yes, because that's the reason why people beat each other. That's the dumbest name.
Oh,
anyway. And where is this at? In New York?
Yeah, and then they got a
Thibodeau. They gotta have something going for them, I guess.
Well, they got Thibodeau and Carter at the ends as well, so I like their defensive line. They have Russell Wilson playing quarterback. We'll see how long he stays the starter. If they decide to bring Jackson Dart in after the Giants probably go like 2-5. Oh, dude, that's my boy Moses. That's my boy Moses in there, man. So he's down in Dallas Fort Worth. So, you know, he's rooting for the Cowboys. Sorry about that. But, good to see you in, Moses. Appreciate you commenting, man. The Giants, I think they'll have a pretty decent team. But Aaron's like, Aaron, you are on one today. I see you. Who is it? I'm not alone with the comments. Oh, goodness. I agree with you, Patrick. I think the Eagles will be winning the division there. I don't know. Yeah, I can see them having like a good 13-4, maybe 14-3 record with everything they're coming back with. But it's going to be difficult to knock the Eagles off.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, all right. Let's move on to the NFC North. A lot of people think this division could be the toughest.
Caleb Williams.
Not so much.
And I know that's in sports.
And so you have the Detroit Lions, the Green Bay Packers, the Minnesota Vikings, and the Chicago Bears in this division. Of course, last year, Detroit won it in the last week of the regular season. They beat the Vikings in that last week, that Sunday night game, 15-2 record they had. But of course, they went out in their first playoff game against the Commanders. The Vikings were 14-3, but they ended up having to play in that wild card round while the Lions had the bye. And then they got knocked out by the Rams in the first round. The Packers had a good season, but struggled in the division. Got swept by Minnesota, got swept by Detroit. And then you got the Bears, who everybody is
pissing on.
Yeah, well, everybody's waiting for Caleb Williams to be this guy that, personally, I know you and I do not feel he's that guy, but everyone's waiting for it. And I think
it's going to be a long wait.
They'll still continue to wait. So, Patrick, yeah. who do you think is winning the division?
Man, God, I want to do it too. I'm gonna go Vikings. And this is the reason. I think they drafted great, man.
You are changing, because you remember we talked about the Vikings a couple of weeks ago in the Bite or Bark game, and you was like,
I'm gonna change because I see something about this team, man. They seem like they're all on the same page, and I thought they were gonna be a bark, but man, they might be a bite now. So I am gonna go Vikings.
Wow. And we're high on Minnesota just simply because the coach, Kevin O'Connell, I think he gets the best out of everybody there. J.J. McCarthy is coming in for Sam Darnold. And
he was the bigger reason why I said – that's the bigger reason why I said bite. But, man, he just – I mean, I just been watching a few things here and there, and he just – he seems like he's controlling the offense. He seems like he has a lot of say-so. And he's being a captain, you know what I mean? So I'm gonna I'm I mean yeah I know I'm not usually I don't usually flip like that I know I don't Vikings. But I am going to flip this time. I am going to go Vikings because I think that there's a little bit more to that team than I previously saw.
And Minnesota, because you remember when all those quarterbacks were drafted a year or so ago, mm-hmm. when it was Jaden Daniels, Michael Penix Jr., Caleb Williams, Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, and Bo Nix. And I remember we were saying J.J. McCarthy is coming into the best possible situation mm-hmm. because of Kevin O'Connell being the play caller. And it also helps that you have Justin Jefferson to throw to. I'm with you there. But I'm still going to pick the Lions to win this division. And I know there's a lot of people that there's been a lot of talk about Detroit regressing a little bit. Now, I'm not expecting them to go 15-2 like they did last year. And no. They did lose both of their coordinators. They lost
13-4.
They lost their offensive coordinator, Ben Johnson, who is ironically the head coach in Chicago now with the Bears. And their defensive coordinator, Aaron Glenn, went to go coach the New York Jets. But they still have Dan Campbell. And since they still have kind of the brain trust, kind of the inspiration and the dog that's there.
Yeah.
I still say, and Detroit's got a very good roster too.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of can they stay healthy? And if they can, I still say Detroit is the team to beat in that division. I'll also say this, though, Patrick. Detroit, if they're going to do it, they will earn it because that road schedule they have is ridiculous. They have to go to Baltimore, to Cincinnati, come here to D.C., to Philly. They got to go to L.A. to play the Rams, and then to Kansas City. So that road schedule was tough. And, of course, that's on top of their games at Green Bay, Minnesota, and Chicago.
But
Aaron said, okay, if the Bears win the North, this podcast has to talk with a Chicago meatball accent for an entire show. Yes, that guy didn't like to pick up back and say, the Bears. Yeah, I remember. Boy, Aaron is coming with it. I love it.
Yeah, dude, that'd be hard for even Chicago people to pull that.
He said the meatball accent. So Aaron
said, we're safe. Bears ain't winning that division.
No, I don't think the Bears are winning. I mean, that division is loaded. I still say the Bears will come in last place in there, too. I will say this, because Aaron says he thinks the Packers are going to win this division. I have to see it from the Packers to believe it. They're very good. They have a young roster, very talented roster. I have to see Jordan.
And there's a lot of, like he said, there's a lot of magic in Green Bay.
There's a lot of
magic in Kansas City too.
Yeah. So. I have to see Jordan Love take that step. And if he can, then the Packers can be legit. Yeah. I'm not quite there yet, though. I still say there's a question mark there on whether or not Jordan Love can take that step. I know he played because the last year was kind of uneven with them. He's kind of in and out of the lineup. He's battling injuries, and he never really got his footing.
I think he will take a step. I just don't know when. He'll get that step. I just don't know when. You know what I mean? It's hard to say with him because – I think he will progress as a quarterback and do very well in Green Bay, but I don't know if it's going to be this year. I mean, it could be. And if he does take that step, then God,
so
magic will happen in Green Bay and they will win.
Aaron, okay, I had just caught that comment. So you remember when Russell Wilson was in Denver and he said, Broncos country, let's ride. Aaron has a comment in there talking about Giants. Let's skyscrape. What? It's up there.
Oh.
I just caught that. Aaron, let's go on to the NFC South.
Hey, so, Aaron, he cut you out, man.
No, it's funny. That's why, because we could go all day on Aaron's comments alone. They're funny.
I know. We do. We should just put the get together the best comments and do a show with just Aaron's comments.
So you have the Vikings winning the NFC.
Yeah.
All right. I'll stick with the Lions, and let's go over to the NFC South. So here we are with this one, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. No, Aaron, I don't think you scared Moses, man. But like, Moses is a busy cat. It's like, you know,
I will tell you this. Some of the comments you make, you would scare a lot of people off.
That is true.
Dude, if you ever go back and watch some of the comments we made, you'd be like, I'm surprised they haven't trended yet.
Yeah. Exactly.
Dude, one of my best shorties was about PETA. What about the rats, PETA?
What about the rats? You're going to save these other animals. What about the rats? So the NFC South, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers won that division last year. And yeah, the Atlanta Falcons, Carolina Panthers, and New Orleans Saints in that division with them. Tampa Bay, this is a team, if everything comes together, they could potentially make a run toward the Super Bowl. And it's like they've been knocking on the door. 2 years ago, they got knocked out in the divisional playoff round by the Lions. And they got knocked out in the wild card round I'm sure more Aaron Rodgers comments will be coming here soon when we get off UFC North. But Tampa Bay has a squad that could potentially compete for a Super Bowl. Could. We'll see. I like what Atlanta has done. Atlanta got some good draft picks, playing Michael Penix Jr. with that offense. I can see Atlanta taking a step.
They went and got some secondary. I was so freaking happy.
Mm-hmm. The line was the best in the draft. I like what Atlanta did. The Panthers are actually interesting to me. I think they're building the right way. They're building from the lines inside out. Offensive line stronger. Defensive line is getting stronger. Just a question of could the secondary on defense can come together and if the receivers can make plays for them on offense. Because I think Bryce Young is figuring it out. I think he'll be fine. And then the New Orleans Saints, I think they might be competing for the first pick of the draft. Oh, so, Patrick.
Their Super Bowl right there. They're going to compete to see who gets the first round pick. That's what they're doing.
Who do you have winning this division?
God, you know I want to go with them.
Of course.
You know I want to go to the Falcons. You know I do. God, I want to so bad. And I'm like, do I do it? Because, like, we drafted well, we traded well, we're past the whole Kirk Cousins thing, which God. But man, I mean, does Penix have that crazy run that Daniels had for Washington? Does he do it, you know? God, as much as I want to, man, I'm gonna go Tampa. I'm going to go Tampa. I just think they're the more complete team. One, and two, the biggest reason why I'm going with Tampa is they're more of a proven commodity in that division. That division has been so weak for so long, and the only team that can really handle themselves in that division is Tampa. So I'm going to go Tampa. But, man, let me tell you, I will say this. I will not be surprised if Atlanta wins that division. But I'm going to go Tampa.
I really don't have anything to add to that. I agree with you. I do think Tampa Bay is the more complete team in that division. But, yeah, Atlanta, I like the moves Atlanta made. And they know they can beat Tampa Bay. They beat them twice last year. Yep. It was just a matter of can Atlanta stay consistent and win close games. Atlanta.
They couldn't finish last year.
Yeah, exactly.
And when they did win, it was a big win. And when the teams that they when it was close, they just could not close. They, I mean, there was times where they gave up 21 points in the fourth quarter, dude. And it's just like, you can't win if you're giving that much points up in the fourth quarter. And I don't know. It was very disheartening watching that team because, man, they led almost every game last year, almost every one of them, and then just could not pull it off in the second half. Complete first half team. Just falls apart in the second half.
They had a game up here in D.C. that went to overtime, and they just couldn't make the plays to pull that one out. And so that's the thing. Like, if Atlanta can win one or two of those games, they have 10 wins. Atlanta has double-digit wins, and that would be enough to, I think, get into the playoffs. It's just a matter of can they make those plays at those clutch moments. Situational football, like we talk about.
Yep.
But, yeah, I'm with you. I wouldn't be surprised to see Atlanta win the division, but I'm going to go with Tampa Bay. Like I said, I think the Panthers are improving. Don't think they're quite ready yet to compete for the NFC South. And, yeah, the Saints – oof.
They're in so much trouble, dude.
Looking really ugly in New Orleans. It does. And they start in Spencer Rattler at quarterback. They have a few good players, but they and the Saints might be in trouble for a while, Patrick, because of their cap situation.
They're trying to work out of it. I mean, it went down, but not enough.
Yeah. So with that, so we both got Tampa Bay winning the South. Let's go over to the NFC West and this division. The NFC West, I think, is one of those divisions where
I think this is one of the most interesting divisions, man.
Yeah, all four of these teams can win it. I think it's that close between all four of these teams. Of course, we're talking about the Los Angeles Rams, Seattle Seahawks, Arizona Cardinals, and San Francisco 49ers, and that is in the order they actually finished last year. And so you look at what the Rams are bringing back. There's a big question with the health of their quarterback, Matthew Stafford. If he can stay healthy, the Rams roster is nice. The Rams have a really good roster, young, talented roster. Seattle, they're bringing Sam Darnold in. He's going to be the quarterback, replacing Geno Smith, who went to the Raiders in a trade, I believe. And then Epiturl, man, ain't doing jack. Stop hating on Stafford there, Aaron. Terrible. And then Sam Darnold is replacing Geno Smith. Seattle have made a few moves, and we'll see what they do in Mike McDonald's second year as the head coach. The Cardinals, we'll see, because it's always a question of how good Kyler Murray is going to play. They have Marvin Harrison Jr. to throw to. McBride, the tight end, is a good young pass catcher to complement Marvin Harrison Jr. too. They have a pretty decent defense as well. And then my team, the Niners, we'll see, because look, we re-signed Brock Purdy.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. We re-signed Brock Purdy, and so he got the bag. And I think the team's still good, but I don't know how good, because there's a lot of question marks. Our team is a little bit older, and we got to see. Aaron, I think the Cardinals will do better than four wins. I think that, because I do think this division is pretty well up for grabs.
They'll get four and a half.
What do you got?
Four and a half wins.
Four. I think the Cardinals can get eight. I really do. I think the Cardinals will be all right. Now, who do you
got? I mean, to be honest with you, I think the Cardinals will go 7-10.
Okay. That's fair.
I mean, that's just my personal opinion. I mean, to me, that division is really interesting because I can sit here and tell you the Cardinals will go 7-10, but then they can turn around and go 10-7.
No, Aaron said that is for my team, the 49ers. We're getting more than 4 minutes. I don't know.
Yeah, 49ers might get 4.5.
You said that about the Cardinals just now. Patrick's like, everybody, 4.5 wins.
Everybody gets 4.5 in the division.
Who do you have within this division? Because it can go a lot of ways.
Sure. I'm going to go Rams. Biggest thing, though, Rams got to stay healthy. They got to stay healthy. Seattle is probably going to be the team that gives them the most trouble in that division. But I'm gonna go Rams.
Panera Bread State. They still got Fred Warner and Nick Bosa and Trent Williams there. Christian McCaffrey. The big thing with the 49ers is kind of the same thing as we were saying about the Commanders. Top end talent. If they can stay healthy, maybe they can do some things. But man, if there's some injuries, we could be around 4.5 wins.
Yeah.
And
it depends on how that half of a win comes. I mean, either round up or round down.
Yeah. I have the Rams too winning this division. I think same thing as we were saying about Tampa Bay and the NFC South. I think they do have the most complete team, and they probably have the best coach as well.
And let's just say, hypothetically, Matthew Stafford goes out. Another Georgia boy coming in. What's the same?
Instead, Stetson Bennett. Yeah, he got in trouble too. I think
he probably got a DUI somewhere.
Got some car trouble in Dallas, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, he probably got some car trouble, got another car, when he got drunk, whatever, you know. Hey, look, it's a given. You draft alcoholics from Georgia.
All right,
we win. That's all I'm saying. We win.
So Patrick, all right. So we both have the Rams winning the division. Let's jump over to the AFC. We do have some other topics to get into. So
yeah, we are slowly moving.
So let's get through these divisions.
Hey, dude, we can knock the AFC out.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So the AFC East, I'm sure we both have the Buffalo Bills winning that one.
we really could just shoot through that with Buffalo.
I'll say this about that division. I do think the Patriots and the Jets, they'll show improvement. Not enough to beat the Bills. I mean, that is the Bills division to lose, of course. And the Miami Dolphins, Patrick, they're a house of cards to beat. I do think they could be teetering on straight collapse.
Yeah. All it takes is a fart in that direction and they'll collapse.
Yeah, because Mike McDaniel looks like he might be losing the team, period.
Yeah, God, he's been losing the team for 2 years.
Tyreek Hill, we don't know, depending on the day, if he wants to be there or not. And Tua, I think he might retire next year. I don't know. Like
he's got more concussions than Troy Aikman.
Yes, Aaron said it too. Miami is just one day closer to death per the coach.
and he put it in quotations.
Yeah.
Hey, proper English, man. I like
that's a direct quote.
That is a direct quote. Per the coach.
Yeah, dog, house of cards. all right. So we all got the Bills.
Buffalo.
Yeah.
Moving on.
We got the Bills winning this division by 5 or 6 games, probably.
Yeah, Lance. Yeah. I got them winning by 17.
Everyone else just goes 0-7.
Everybody else just quit. They're fighting for that number one pick.
So let's go to the AFC North. This is the division that has the Baltimore Ravens, Cincinnati Bengals, Pittsburgh Steelers. Here we go, Aaron. Aaron Rodgers comments activate. And then the Cleveland Browns.
Aaron Rodgers engaged.
Yes. Oh, no. So this division in years past was known as the toughest division. I think the Browns have regressed a little bit, and the Steelers and the Steelers are kind of in this meddling. We don't get a losing record. We don't have no losing record. We go out in the first round of the playoffs, but we don't have no losing record. And so you got
team one. first round.
Yeah. You have the Cincinnati Bengals, who are very interesting. They address the defense a little bit more in the draft. So they have a lot of young guys there. But maybe as the season goes along, they can start to complement that offense. You know, that offense is going to put up points with Joe Burrow there, throwing to Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. And Baltimore, along with the Philly Eagles, might be the two best rosters in football right now. The Ravens are pretty stacked as well. So yeah. Before you give me your prediction, Patrick, let me see what Aaron is activating here. Instead of terrible towels, it will be spicy suppositories used at touchdown. Butthole servers. You got to leave that man's, whatever it was, Carcha Parma, whatever.
Jeff Fisher with
vibes. Patrick, who do you have winning this division?
Yeah, no, I'm not going. Aaron Rodgers is enough for me to not go Steelers. Yeah. I will say this though, man. Like we said before, Mike Tomlin, man, he's going to get the best out of all of those players. It's just, you know, it's hard to win with a big steaming pile of shit. And that's what you got with Aaron Rodgers. Man, God, look, the way Cincinnati loaded up their defense, man, I want to go Bengals, man. I want to go Bengals so bad because how do you score 38 points a game and still not make the playoffs? Because your defense gave up 40. I'm going to go Ravens, though. Ravens loaded up offense and defense, and, I mean, they're a tough team. Like you said, they're probably second best team in all NFL, so I'm going to go Ravens.
Aaron said loaded up. So, look, the Bengals defense, there's still a question of whether or not these young guys do perform.
Yeah, but they got to perform, but, I mean –
But they got Trey Henderson back. I mean, they just loaded up his pot for a year. Year-to-year contracts, Patrick. Let's go. Year-to-year contracts, man.
Hey, I'm even supporting that at my job. I'm going to go year-to-year contract.
But no, I'm with you. I think the Ravens will win this division as well. Cincinnati can win it if they do get a defense that is even middle of the pack. If they can get the middle of the pack, they can legit challenge Baltimore for this division. But yeah, I think the Ravens, like you said, they're loaded, have talent all over the place. I think Lamar Jackson is he's been doing his thing. And yeah. I think he's been getting better, even though he has won two MVPs. I think there's still another step for him to take. And really for him, it's just taking care of the football. Turnovers have crushed the Ravens, and they've been Lamar Jackson's turnover. So if he can take care of the ball, I'll even say this, if he can play like Josh Allen did last year, I think that would be enough for the Ravens to actually do something. Josh Allen actually took care of the ball. He was not being, you know, he wasn't trying to be super Josh. He was backyard Josh. Yeah.
We're going to talk about backyard Bo here in a minute anyway.
We're about to get there, yep. So we both have the Ravens winning that division. Before we get to backyard Bo, we got another division in there. That is the AFC South. This is the Houston Texans, Jacksonville Jaguars, Indianapolis Colts, and Tennessee Titans. So this division, I think there are some interesting storylines there. Jacksonville is interesting to me because they have the new head coach, Liam Cohen, who's coming from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers offensive coordinator. What can he do to bring Trevor Lawrence back up? Because if Trevor Lawrence can get back up, potentially Jacksonville can have something. I actually like what Jacksonville is doing after they brought him in. Travis Hunter, I think, is going to be a really exciting player for him as well. And their defense can come together if they stay healthy. The Colts,
they're kind of in that Steelers level. And I don't even know if they can make the playoffs. They're starting Daniel Jones at quarterback because Anthony Richardson can't complete a forward pass. And so, hey,
get Bobo to come down and teach him how to do that bubble screen. Stupidest play in football, man.
You don't like
ten times. Screen. 10 times against Marshall, bro. And then Zachariah Branch bailed him out. You know I was pissed about that.
And then the Tennessee Titans, they have Cam Ward down there as the quarterback, number one overall draft pick. But I think they're 2 years away from being 2 years away. Yeah. So, so who do you have?
Hey, in math, he means four.
Yes. So who do you have winning this division?
I do Texans. I got the Texans winning. I mean, they're pretty much going to rule that division.
Yeah, and I think Jacksonville, if
there's a big if,
they're a year away. They gotta get some continuity in Jacksonville first.
If Trevor Lawrence can get back to that level he was playing Georgia fan schooling you on math. He didn't have to school me on math. He was agreeing with me, Aaron. He didn't have to school me on that.
Hey, look, you know the only thing that's missing for me? Bottle of vodka and a car.
So, yeah, I'm with you. I'd still like the Texans to win the division, the AFC South as well. Really, with Houston, it's a question of can they take that next step from a contender? And they've been knocking on the door. They've gotten to the divisional playoff round the last couple of years, but have gotten knocked out. Aaron, I told you the feed's going to be a little bit bad. He's like, that's my headphones.
you know, the only thing that came into my head when he said that's my headphones?
Yeah.
David Chappelle. Turn my headphones up.
Hey.
No, turn my headphones up.
But yeah, I'm with you with the Texans. I think they should win it. And then, like I said, I think Jacksonville could be interesting, but I don't know if they'll be interesting enough to knock the Texans off of that top spot in the AFC South. Which brings us to the AFC West. So this one, so we know the Kansas City Chiefs.
Hey, hold on. Shout out to Mr. and Mrs. Taylor Swift.
Man, so before
you know Travis Kelce's gonna take her last name.
So the AFC West, we know
you guys gonna entertain that.
No. The AFC,
fair enough.
No, we are moving on. No, congratulations.
Swift, we try to give you your moment, but he don't.
Nah, congratulations to them.
Mr. and Mrs. Taylor Swift?
Yes. So but we know the Chiefs are the defending.
Oh, come on.
I know, man.
Hey, don't worry about it. I'll get my invite back later. Don't worry about it.
So we know the Chiefs have won the AFC West every year since 2015. And that was the year the Broncos actually won the Super Bowl. Since then, the Chiefs have been on top of the AFC West. And since 2018, the first year Patrick Mahomes was the starter, they have at least made it to the AFC Championship game every single year. So they've been on a run. But this division, maybe starting to catch up with the Chiefs a little bit. The LA Chargers, they say they're ready for a run. We'll see. The Denver Broncos, their defense looks stacked. They have a good offense with Bo Nix there. And then the Raiders might actually be somewhat coherent.
this year. Like, I mean,
the Raiders have Geno Smith coming in. Pete Carroll is their head coach. They got Ashton Jeanty, the running back from Boise State, and Brock Bowers to throw to, who is looking like who's quickly looking like the best tight end in football. Another Georgia boy, I know, Patrick. And so, and so, is this
do math, but we can drive a car right off the cliff.
Y'all can play some football too,
apparently. And we play some football. And so, hey, we could drive anything with four wheels, two wheels, and no wheels. Don't matter.
So do the Chiefs stay on top, or do one of these other teams, particularly the Broncos or the Chargers, come up and win the AFC West?
I'd like to see the Broncos win. I really would. But I mean, for this division, you gotta show me. I'm going to Chiefs. Chiefs have just dominated this division for so long, and I honestly don't see anything that's going to change until it changes. So I'm gonna go with Chiefs.
It's one of those, the more things change, the more they stay the same, I guess.
but here's the thing, is like Denver, like you said, they have been doing a lot of the right things, right? My question is are they building this team to beat Kansas City, or are they building this team to win the Super Bowl? And right now, I just don't know. So we'll see. I mean, you know, if they end up winning the division but going out in the first round, then we obviously know they just built that team to beat Kansas City. But that's what I'm waiting on. So until you can show me that you can beat Kansas City is the one that's going to win that division.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, you got to knock them off before I could sit there and say, hey, they're going to do it. So I'm with you. I got to see somebody actually take. great question, Pat. Yeah, because that's the thing. Because if you have somebody who has been on the top of the division for a while, the tendency is to build that team to beat the team that has been on top. And you forget there's 30 other teams in the league that you have to make sure you're beating as well. And so, yeah, that is a very, very good question with Denver. I do think, like I said, I'm with you. I think Kansas City is still the top team in that division. I would give Denver a better shot than the Chargers. Seems like we've been waiting on the Chargers for at least 5-6 seasons, and it's still the same thing. And I don't care if they have Jim Harbaugh as the coach. Same thing. I got to see it. I got to see Justin Herbert take a step. How many times have we heard Justin Herbert is the second coming of Jesus?
And if that's the second coming of Jesus,
we're in trouble.
We're going to hell.
In trouble. Oh, shoot. Well, all right. So to recap, and we'll go back to the NFC here because we got to give our wild card pick. So to recap in the NFC, we both have the Eagles winning the NFC East. You have the Vikings winning the NFC North. I have the Lions. We both have Tampa Bay winning the NFC South and the Rams winning the NFC West. Who are your three wild cards in the NFC?
God. We'll go Commanders, Falcons, and Seahawks.
Hey, Commanders, Falcons, and Seahawks. All right. Okay. I'm going to go – I think the Commanders will make it. Oh, boy.
And that's a hard pass on the Lions, too.
Yeah, I know. I noticed that. Yeah, you didn't have the Lions coming in. I'm going to have either the Packers or Vikings out. I think one of those make it. Oh, this is a tough one. I think I'm going to give the nod to the Packers to make it. I'm high on Minnesota, but I just don't know. That division's so loaded.
Yeah, let me change it. I don't want Seahawks.
We'll go Packers. You're going Packers? Okay. So Commanders, Packers, and Falcons is what you got? Okay. I'm going to go Commanders, Packers, and you know what? Screw it.
I'm going Niners. We're coming back.
We're
going to get more than four
wins. They're going to get in with those 4.5 wins?
Yep. They're getting in with more like 10.5 wins.
Okay. Round it down, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Over undervalued over here.
Who are your wild cards in the AFC?
Oh, you don't want to do the recap first?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for the reminder. And, but gosh, we agreed on everything in the AFC. I guess that's why. So we got, I mess up too, man. I'm sorry. You know, that's what Patrick keeps me on point.
Yeah.
Patrick keeps me on point. Now, I know you would say Patrick's like,
and we always wonder why he hosts the show and I don't.
Yeah. And look, Patrick,
you would go so far south if I was hosting the show. I thought this was a sports show. Why are y'all talking about Showtime and being naked?
I was going to say, Patrick, there's no telling what direction the show would go in. yes, the AFC East, we have the Bills. We both have the Bills winning the AFC East. We both have the Ravens winning the AFC North. We both have the Texans winning the AFC South. And we both have the Chiefs wininging the AFC West. Who are your wild cards in the AFC? I'm solid on two.
I'm gonna go Cincinnati, Denver. God, this is like, you know what? Jacksonville.
You know,
because why not?
You know. So yeah, I think you just didn't want to pick Pittsburgh.
I really don't. I looked at it. I looked at him. Hardcore looked at him, and then I was like, "Nah, I'm gonna go Jacksonville."
Denver and Cincinnati were my solids as well. I'm like very confident they will make the playoffs. And yeah, that fourth one was a hard one too. I looked at Jacksonville because I think Jacksonville is gonna be. I think they're going to make some improvements for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You're
the Raiders, aren't you? You go Raiders.
No. The Raiders, no. I don't think they have enough. The Chargers, I can see them getting in there. It would be between them and the Steelers. Mm-hmm. Because, I'm gonna go with the Steelers. Mike Tomlin is gonna find a way to get them in the playoffs. They'll get ran out again in the first round.
Oh yeah,
but
everybody will say Jacksonville could have probably made it.
Yeah. Oh goodness. So I'm waiting. Aaron, if Pittsburgh does make the playoffs. That would be another week full of Aaron Rodgers jokes. I can't wait.
So that's the reason why you're going for the Steelers.
Yeah. I want to see Parcha Karma jokes and Darkness Retreat jokes all over the place. And so, Patrick, before we get out, well, not before we get out, but who do you, if you were to pick now, who do you think is going into the Super Bowl?
I mean, just like right off, I'd probably say Baltimore and Philly.
Dang, yeah, me too. me too. And it's not that I'm getting rid of Kansas City and stuff, man. I mean, Kansas City, I mean, you have to take them seriously. They are a threat. And I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they were there again, but I think Baltimore may come in there. God, Aaron, chew on bark, emerge from the dark. Aaron Rodgers is Tony Stark. Oh boy.
I mean,
so
but that would be my initial Baltimore versus Philly.
All right. Well, let's jump into the Cowboys-Packers trade real quick. So, of course, the Cowboys decided to trade Micah Parsons to the Packers for 2 first-round picks and the defensive tackle Kenny Clark. So you assume that the Packers are going to be in the playoffs. Those first-round picks will be in the 20s somewhere. So I'll say this. Number one, how everything went with the negotiations was very sloppy on both ends. Jerry Jones was sloppy as hell. Micah Parsons was sloppy as hell. You shouldn't have any contract talks without your agent being present. No way, no how. If you're paying your agent, he needs to be there no matter what. And Jerry Jones being dirty, like, hey, man, we got a handshake deal. No, it's terrible. And so very sloppy how those negotiations went. But back on the football field, to me, this is not a needle mover for the Packers. I don't think Micah Parsons is that great, just me personally. I think he is good. He is not, I repeat, he is not the second coming of Lawrence Taylor and Reggie White. He's not there yet. He's not even the best defensive player in the league.
He'll never be there.
I get the numbers. Does the numbers say, well, he's averaging 12 and a half, 13 sacks for the 4 seasons he has gotten in there. You watch any of these Cowboys games, and this is coming from somebody who lived in the Dallas-Fort Worth area for over a decade. A lot of those sacks came in one of two ways. They either came against inferior opponents or in games where the Cowboys have gotten waxed already and now we're just in garbage time stats.
And he got his 3 sacks in the 4th quarter. He kept it close. Dallas only lost by 30.
And I get it, Aaron. I get it. I know. I get it. And I just set those stats. I just set the 12 and a half sacks in 4 straight years. But again, when he is in big games, when they play big games, bigger games, against teams who are comparable in talent with the Cowboys or maybe a little bit better, he didn't show. He did not show. And he might get some sacks now. Yeah, the Bears, of course. Okay, again, Aaron, the Bears are inferior to the Packers. So again, inferior opponents. And so you're proving my point for me, Aaron. Appreciate it. And so the Bears are going to get 3 sacks rolled up on them by Micah Parsons, most likely. The Vikings offensive line, I think with them, it just depends on the chemistry that they have. If they can stay healthy, I think they can block it up. They can protect pretty well, even though things kind of went south in those last 2 games they played with Sam Darnold at the helm. But I just don't – I don't think Parsons is that guy. I don't think he is – because if the game plan is geared to stop him, he's most likely getting stopped. With Reggie White, with Lawrence Taylor, these teams were game planning against them, and they were still wrecking games, no matter what. Whether they're facing double teams, whether they're getting chips from tight ends, whatever the case, they were still wrecking games. Micah Parsons in these bigger games, he has not shown. As a matter of fact, you're from Wisconsin, Aaron. I know you remember that playoff game back in 2023 or the 2023 season when the Packers came down to Dallas and waxed the Cowboys. That man had 2 tackles that day. That's it.
Neither one of them were for a loss either.
You're right. He had 2 tackles. So, yeah. Sorry, Aaron. This is one we're going to disagree on right here. I get what the numbers say, but this is one of those cases where stats never lie. But they don't always tell the whole truth.
Yeah, ask Russell Williamson, Mr. Triple Double. when he's missing just to get his rebounds up.
Yeah. And on the other end for the Cowboys,
Patrick, like we said earlier, they're kind of teetering on that. We're not good enough to compete, but we're not bad enough to start over. Go ahead, you trade Micah Parsons away, you might as well start ripping that Band-Aid off anyway. You weren't doing anything with Michael Parsons there. So you might as well.
Dallas was flipping out over it, though.
I know, which, it's all right. Eric said, whack. Why would...
Whack. Charlie.
but you might as well just start it. Just get the process started. Okay. You're never gonna actually start over as long as Jerry Jones is there, because he's always gonna sell that the Cowboys can win. But
as long as Jerry Jones is there, Cowboys will never win another Super Bowl.
No.
as long as the Jones family owns the Cowboys, they'll never win.
Yes. I'm so happy that Aaron said whack.
this is just coming because, like I said, man, Parsons is good, but let's chill on the best defensive player ever talk. That's all I'm saying here. And another thing also, if he played anywhere else, I don't think he's getting the bump that he does from the Jerry Jones propaganda machine. You know, like the Jerry Jones propaganda machine has the Cowboys players rated just a little bit higher than what they actually are. and it shows up magically. It just magically shows up when the Cowboys play better teams. They just don't show. They just don't show up. And so I think for Green Bay, hey, you go ahead, you trade for them. You think this is the guy who could get you over the top. I applaud them for taking the swing, but I don't think Parsons is really that guy that's going to put them over. And for the Cowboys, strip the Band-Aid off. Go ahead. Maybe you could trade CeeDee Lamb and Dak Prescott, too.
He's let go of neither one of them.
Yeah, I know. but before we head on out, man, let's go ahead and we're going to do a salute. Going to get a little bit of college football in here. And Lee Corso has stepped away. He's retiring from his role on ESPN's College Game Day with the headgear pick. Of course, it makes me sick that his last headgear pick was right, because Ohio State did beat Texas.
Wow, didn't he go like 6-0?
He did. Yeah, he got all the headgear picks right. Well, not the headgear, but the picks, I guess, that they were going through on those games. Yeah, he got them all right. So way to go out. But Lee Corso, man, I mean, I remember, and I know you do too, Patrick. I remember just when we were really, really watching College Game Day. We would look forward to that. We would look forward to the headgear pick and to see what guest star was coming on there. I mean, who can forget when he was down in Oxford, in Ole Miss, and he picked Alabama to beat Ole Miss, and Katy Perry was there to rip the the elephant off his head. So like moments like that. Yeah, and so it was time, like we were talking about, Patrick, because it was looking sad. It was looking sad to see him on there. It looked like you're struggling, and I think Kirk Herbstreit did a wonderful job of helping him along. And then the tributes that were coming out leading up to last Saturday's College Game Day, it was cool to see. And so for that, a salute to Lee Corso, and you get to spend more time with the fam and the chill and stuff. And it was a good run, man. We enjoyed it.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely, he's going to be missed. But man, like I told you last year, I hated to see him go, but I am glad that he is
able to retire and move on. I mean, dude, 431 headgear picks, and dude, he went 17-0 every time he picked USC to win. I mean, that was amazing stat to me when I saw that. I thought that was an amazing stat, but.
And you too, Aaron. You too, man.
You always show up, man. So we like it.
We get all about it, man. We appreciate you coming on in. Thanks so much.
Yeah. But yeah, it's. I'm glad that he's able to retire. I wish we could have picked somebody better than Pat McAfee, but you get what you get, I guess. And like I tell my kids, you get what you get, and you don't fuss a bit. So we get Pat McAfee and we trade Lee Corso in for that. So, you know, bad trade, but, you know, I guess we'll move on and try to pick up the pieces and move on with our college game day traditions, I guess, in life.
Yeah. Yep. So, hey, salute. Salute to Lee Corso. You mentioned the 431 headgear picks. I think he was 287 and 144. Literally two-thirds he got right.
Yeah. and dude, you know how I feel about Ohio State, but man, shout out to Ryan Day for that freaking helmet. How cool was that?
Yeah, it was.
And yeah. he had the stickers and handed him one for picking Ohio State for that 48th time.
Yeah.
Man, that helmet, like I'll tell you, man, that was probably one of the coolest helmets, man. So
I know, and we're not even fans of Ohio State like that, but that was a cool helmet.
That was cool.
Well, all right, Patrick, before we head on out, what's coming up for Bro Epic?
So we have to put a lot of things on pause for about a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks. My son thought it was a great idea to wreck his motorcycle on gravel, so he has a very pretty gashed up knee and some road rash on his elbow and his hands. So probably not gonna be doing any filming for the next couple weeks. So we're gonna be on a hiatus for filming for a couple weeks until he gets until his knee cleans up and starts covering, because it's still an open wound. But when we do start, we're going to start back at season 2 and pick up from there. So season 2, him versus Preston. I got 500 water balloons. So we're going to be throwing water balloons at each other for the next 3 months. and then in October, look out for parents versus kids kickball game.
All right. And hey, for both the sports, next week is back, Patrick. College football pick'em challenge is returning.
3-0, baby.
So
COVID year counts.
COVID year, yes, it does. So Patrick is 3-0 in these, and they have all come back to the.
Thanks, man.
Hey, appreciate it, Moses. And we'll start the college football pick'em challenge. I got to see if I can win one of these this year.
Dude, I three-peated.
And all of them were close. That's the thing. Like, it all went down to like bowl season, but you were able to.
Thank you, Army.
The Army comes through for you. And I was like, oh, come on, man. I know I lost. And so.
Dude, if Army wins, dude, you just got to be like, you know what? Whatever. Patrick won. Whatever.
Oh, goodness. So. With that, y'all, that will conclude this edition of the BOFA Sports webcast, and that is what we are breathing on for this evening. Y'all make sure y'all visit the BOFA Sports YouTube channel, smash that subscribe button, and follow the BOFA Sports Facebook page. Moses, Aaron, thanks so much for coming on in, commenting, watching, and also putting up. Hey, you too, Moses. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
And
thanks, friends.
Yes, absolutely. And thanks for putting up with my garbage feet.
You'll have to fix by next week.
Hopefully. Yeah, it'll be better next week. And so everybody take care. Have a good evening. Enjoy the games coming up. Second week of college, first week of the NFL. Everybody enjoy that. And we will talk to y'all next week.
Y'all take care.
Go Dogs.